We are going to do some stories tonight, man. And like I said, we have Midwest action in the house, but we always like to kick things off with someone close to the Nerdalogs family. And tonight that is Katie Johnston Smith.
Katie Johnston Smith! Yay!
All right. Hi, I'm Katie Johnston Smith. Generally, airport bookstores are not synonymous with much other than thoughts of boredom and paying what seems like fuller than retail prices for cliche bestsellers and eating disorder-inducing magazines. Therefore, I cannot be blamed for assuming the expertly curated comic book rack which I stumbled into at Barbara's bookstore in O'Hare's Terminal 3 was a mirage. I reached out to touch the neatly displayed glossy covers of Scott Pilgrim, Spider-Man, and Thor when my eyes laid on a trade I had heard tell of but had not yet seen prominently displayed. Kevin Smith's Batman Cacophony. I hungrily scooped it up and bought it on the spot. Consumerism! Finding nerdy treasures in non-nerdy places is more commonplace in the 2010s as it becomes increasingly more hip to be square. Maybe we can thank a new generation of TV binge watchers for taking chances on instantly addictive sci-fi shows like Battlestar Galactica and Firefly after realizing How I Met Your Mother wasn't going to end concisely or well. Or perhaps the revitalization of Marvel and the daringly dark reboot of the Batman films successfully awakened the inert nerdiness lying dormant in all of us. Either way, according to the aisles at Target, nerd culture is becoming wonderfully mainstream. And why shouldn't it? The more people who dig this culture, the better for everyone. Only the dumbest clubs are loudly exclusive. This might be total Borg of me to say, but upping our numbers increases the amount of kick-ass movies made, decreases the amount of sick boy TV show cancellations, that was not smooth, and keeps our favorite actors, writers, and artists busy and employed. Plus, this is quality stuff. Okay, confession time. I was a super nerd during childhood. I watched all of the Saturday morning cartoons on Fox, you know, Batman the Animated Series, X-Men, Spider-Man, Power Rangers, and the knockoff of Power Rangers, Big Bad Beetleborgs. It was so bad. And I insisted on a Bill Nye the Science Guy theme for my 8th birthday party. That's real cool. My brothers and I played combinations of action figures, Beanie Babies, and Barbies for hours. However, when I turned 12, I was called out for being juvenile. Because I was 12. So I abandoned everything interesting in an attempt to trick my peers into thinking I was cool. Perhaps it worked. I kissed a lot of attractive idiots. Does that mean I was cool? I don't think so. Okay, thank you. After a chance viewing of Battlestar Galactica a few years ago, I dove headfirst back into the world I'd almost forgotten about. My brain exploded, and I wanted to rush into the streets with my TV screaming, "Guys! Guys! Guys! Did you see this?" Alas, I just melted into my couch and consumed as many BSG episodes per day as I could before collapsing into a TV-watching exhaustion puddle. Apparently, that was the experience scores of humans, well, more than scores, but don't I sound smart for saying the word scores? I use it in the sentence, I get 20 points. Cool, go me! And that's the beauty of it, that a lot of people experience that. The truth is, I'm psyched for nerd culture to permeate more mainstream culture because it means I'm not a poser. And maybe it means that a large portion of the population was trying really hard to be cool from the age of 12 till now-ish. If that's the case, we owe a big thank you to the geeks who were true to themselves from the start. So, I'm not going to pronounce this wrong. It's Italian. Fa il tuo meglio, geeks. That's a piece of grandmotherly advice given to me and these days is tattooed on me that translate to mean do your best. And I am my best when I'm a nerd. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Katie. That was a very, very rousing story in favor of assimilation. Usually those things are contained to, like, comment sections on articles about immigration, but thanks for bringing it. So, That was a bad joke. Did you read Batman Cacophony, Katie?
Yeah, I owned it.
Yeah, well, I don't know how quickly you read things that you buy. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Kevin Smith's a pretty good Batman writer.
A lot of dick jokes.
Because Kevin Smith.
Yeah.